Blog Talk Radio.
Chance of rain, and it's like
I hope they're prepared for this, because I know they've had WrestleMania down in Florida, and, you know, it's always pulled out being pretty nice, but this is a different breed of bird up in New York City. So all I can say is, you know, I just hope Vince and the boys, I just hope they have things figured out on what they want to do. So once again, we're at the Cherokee Entertainment Studios. The Excess Energy Drink hotlines are open. Excess Energy Drink sponsoring the hotline this week. Speaking of which, let me take a quick drink of an Excess Energy Drink. Good stuff, Maynard. And it don't have that funny aftertaste. A lot of great MMA events coming up. Minor League Football, NWA Battle, lost their second game of the season Saturday night against the Joplin Crusaders. Final score was 19-6 Joplin. The weather wasn't the greatest. So, not trying to make any excuses for the NWA battle. But they're going to get it together. They got a new quarterback, Lane Florquist. So the NWA battle, they're going to get on him. Also, we're wanting to help the word out. If there are any women interested in playing professional full pads football, the Arkansas Lady Rampage, they're going to be having some tryouts in April. So you can get access to them by, you can find them on the Facebook, Arkansas Lady Rampage, black helmet with a blue, teal blue warthog looking thing on it. So you can get with them. You can also get information for them on the NWA Battle website. That website is nwabattle.com. So you can go on there, find out more information about the battle. Like I say, they're getting ready to hit a four-game road stretch. They're going to be off this coming weekend in observance of Easter, and I hope everybody has a good Easter, by the way. If you don't have a church, check out Victory Family Worship Center over at Springdale, Arkansas, Ozark Center Point Place. Kind of their temporary home right now while they're in the process of building their new facility. So if you're new to the Northwest Arkansas area and you're looking for a church, a growing church, an exciting church, then I definitely invite you to check out Victory Worship Center. Once again, it's over at Ozark Center Point Place, Springdale, Arkansas, right there off Highway 412, like you're going into Conte Town. All right. Let's get with it, boys and girls. Let's take a look at the head. And a move that really surprised me, I know they lost their ball game Sunday. Minnesota has fired head basketball coach Tubby Smith. Tubby Smith, he's a great coach. And, I was very surprised. I mean, he's coached some of the best schools there is, most notably Kentucky and Minnesota. So, I would love to see Tubby get one more chance to make a run. I'm sure there's a college out there that's going to pick up Coach Tubby Smith. Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade is going to miss another game. It's a sore right knee against the Orlando Magic. Dwayne Wade, he set out the Sunday night game against Charlotte, where Miami won. And so Dwayne Wade's going to sit out tonight's game against the Orlando Magic. And hopefully, Dwayne, I hate to see anybody get hurt. So it'll be exciting to see Dwayne Wade get his stuff back together and get up there. Kevin Garnett, he's injured, so he's going to be out at least a week with inflammation in his left ankle. It's hard to believe that he's already 36 years old. I mean, he went straight to the NBA out of high school, and it's hard to believe that he's already 36 years old. Where the hell has I been? I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, best wishes to Kevin Garnett. Get well soon. Get back out there and play some basketball. All right. And some other big news. Let's see. Looks like Kyle Loesch in Milwaukee reached a 3-year, $33 million deal. You know, Kyle pitched last year for St. Louis, helping him go 16. And he went 16-3 with a 2.86 ERA. So I hate to hear that. He was right. He was one of my favorite pitchers for St. Louis. But, you know, hey, money talks, people walk. So it is what it is. How about Florida Gulf Coast University? How about the Cinderella Dark Horse in this year's tournament? It's incredible. And, you know, they knocked off Georgetown, and they beat San Diego State. And, I mean, I'm calling them the dark horse of this tournament. Florida Gulf Coast, the Eagles, keep an eye on them. I might have to jump on their bandwagon. There was a Tim Tebow sighting. Tim Tebow with Wichita State, of all teams. So, there was a Tim Tebow. Apparently he was in the dressing room for their game and giving them words of encouragement. So, it is what it is. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If people want to call in, make a comment on something we talk about on the show tonight, the excess energy drink hotlines are open. Let's get back to the headlines. Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank announced Monday that Todd McClure, who is retiring, is going to be enshrined into the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor. So, good job. I mean, I love seeing the teams recognize some of their players that have been with them for a while. I mean, and I think that kind of encourages players to stay with their teams, because it's so much about the money anymore that you hardly see a player stay with one team throughout his entire career anymore. So, congratulations to McClure being inducted into the Atlanta Falcons Ring of Honor. All right, let's go around some of the other headlines that are going on. Giants signed Kevin Booth. He's going to be returning for 2014. Titans have come to terms with defensive end Rapati Petuata, or something like that. He's a Samoan. Don't ask me how to pronounce it. Tennessee Titans, let's see, 6'8", 315. And he's a four-year veteran, having played with the Jets and the Chiefs. Definitely filled a hole needed by Tennessee. They were really needing some size on their front line. So they seem to accomplish that, signing Rapati Petuata. Let's see here. Rapati Petuata. Petuata. They had it spelled out, so I was able to go back and get that kind of, yeah, okay, anyway. Word coming out of Cincinnati. Cincinnati has reached deals with a cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones. or otherwise known as just Adam Jones. He stays away from the name Pac-Man anymore, trying to turn that new leaf. And then they also signed a deal with the receiver Brandon Tate. So Cincinnati kind of shoring up some of their question marks they had. So, you know, I've always liked Pac-Man. Yeah, I know he's gotten into some off-the-field stuff. But, you know, all in all, he's been one of my favorite players. Looking at some other transactions in the NFL, James Anderson, linebacker, signed a one-year contract with Chicago. Here's a big one. Alice Doverville from Baltimore, defensive end, signed a five-year contract with Baltimore. Houston, Shane Lickler, signed an unrestricted free agent three-year contract. And Cincinnati re-signed unrestricted free agent tight end Richard Quinn. So that's some of the transactions going on in the NFL for today. Let's see here. You know, as we know, Arizona Cardinals released veteran catcher Barajas, what was his name? Rod Barajas, in a move that's going to make Will Nibbs the backup starter to Miguel Montero. So, you know, some teams are still signing, other teams are letting guys go to make room on the salary cap. Really no big news coming out of baseball today. I mean, like I say, here's some of the big transactions online for today. Nick Mirandi for Anaheim was sent to the minors. Tom Poehler for Miami, relief pitcher, he was designated to the minors. Nick Vincent, San Diego, designated to the minors, and Charles Cumberson, second baseman, sent to the minors. Some injuries, relief pitcher Josh Kenney for Seattle, stress reaction to the left shoulder. Frank Kermin for Cleveland, a relief pitcher, he's going to be out for the season. Jason Giambi, Cleveland, lower back strain. And Natalie Felix, a starting pitcher, he's recovering from elbow surgery. They're big, still questionable on whether he's going to be back for the season. Let's run down the major NFL baseball scoreboard for today. St. Louis, Minnesota, 4-3. Detroit, Miami, 6-3. Toronto, Philadelphia, 13-4. Baltimore, Boston, 12-9. The Mets beat Atlanta, 7-4. Seattle, 16. Cincinnati, 0. Frisco, 9. Shy Cubs, 3. Angels, 11. Shy Sox, 5. Oakland, 9. Milwaukee, 7. San Diego, 3. Texas, 1. Houston, 6. Washington, 4. Tampa Bay, 6. Pittsburgh, 2. KC, 2. Dodgers, 1. And getting started here a little bit later is going to be Cleveland and Colorado. So that's your baseball scores for today. Once again, the phone lines are open. If there's something you want to talk about, as always, feel free to call in 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. And, you know, we got the email open, so if you want to send an email or comment on something that we've talked about, you know, you're, as always, you're welcome to do that. Let's see here. Let's go back over here. Let's take a look at the NBA headlines. Nice thing about Monday is there's always stuff to talk about coming off the weekend. Miami. Miami just keeps doing their thing. Let's see. Wizards beat the Grizzlies 107-94. Let's see. Just kind of dropping down. Thunder dropped the Blazers 103-83. Phoenix on the skids 102-100 loss to the Nets. Go down here, take a look at some of the transactions. Today, Juwan Howard was signed by Miami for the remainder of the season. Shavlik Randolph from Boston signed a contract extension, a multi-year deal, don't have the details. Chris Quinn, as we reported last week, signed as a free agent with Cleveland, and DJ White signed for the remainder of the season with Boston. Quick run down the scoreboard for the NBA. Indiana 100, Atlanta 94, Miami 108, Orlando 94, Washington 107, Memphis 94, New Orleans 110, Denver 86. At the halftime, you got Utah 58, Philadelphia 42. And starting at 9:30 Central Time, you got Lakers and Golden State going to be throwing down. So that's your NBA headlines. Jumping over, seeing if there's anything. Why are they even? I'm sorry, but why are they giving Sandusky? I mean, I mentioned it last week. He just needs to accept his fate. You know, he likes to play with little boys. Well, now he's in a place where he's got some big boys he can play with and see how they like that. The Medians just looked at me like, Appalachia State and Georgia Southern have announced that they're going to be joining the Sun Belt Conference. So, sounds like a good move to them. Georgia Tech assistant coach Brian Bohannon has been named the first head coach at Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State going to be starting play in 2015. Bohannon's got some good credentials behind him, 5 years as receiver. He's a former receiver at Georgia. He spent the past 5 seasons at Georgia Tech. He's also coached at Navy, Georgia Southern, and Garner Webb. So good job, Kennesaw State. I don't know if they're going to be D1 or what do they call it, the sub-conference or whatever the heck they call it now. Let's see. Trying to see if there's anything else new. Just running down the lines. And that's pretty much it, you know. A lot of the schools finishing up their spring practices. So get back out on the road and get some more recruiting done. Here's how we look. Going into the Sweet 16. We got Louisville and Oregon, Michigan and Duke in the Midwest. Coming out of the West, Wichita State. I can't believe they beat Gonzaga. That one shocked the daylights out of me. So you got Wichita State going against LaSalle, who I can't believe beat Ole Miss. Then you got Arizona taking on Ohio State. Those are the other two games in the West. Then we jump over to the South, and you got Kansas and Michigan. Yeah, well, the Midians over here, we do not allow Kansas fans in the control room, so he's hush. So you got Kansas and Michigan, and then you got Florida, Gulf Coast. I sincerely hope that Florida Gulf Coast, I would sacrifice my bracket to see Florida Gulf Coast come through and beat Florida. Because I got Louisville winning it all anyway, so there you go. And going to the East, Midian over here is shaking her head, no. Hush. Indiana, Syracuse in the East. And then you got Marquette and Miami, Florida. So there you go. We had some NIT action tonight. You had Providence, 77, beating Robert Morris, 68. BYU, 62. This game is still going 11 minutes, 45 seconds in the second half. BYU, 65. Mercer, 59. And then also going into first half, 10:58 in the first half, you got Southern Miss, 15. Louisiana Tech, 10. So, like I said at the top of the show, is anybody else's bracket as screwed up as mine right now? Because let me switch page. Let me pull my bracket up here. My bracket's ugly. I got more red spots than I do green spots, and normally that don't happen with me. Let's see here. Where's my bracket? Yeah, it's gotten so bad that they're even doing the second chance brackets where people can go forward from here on out. And it's not letting me pull my bracket up. We'll have my bracket on here tomorrow night, and I will be good in the world. Let's talk golf first. Let's go over golf. Tiger Woods is back, boys and girls. Tiger Woods won the Bay Hill Classic, which is Otto Palmer's tournament. Tiger was in full control. Yeah, he slipped a little bit coming out of the second round, but then he jumped back on the third round, and they actually had to finish Bay Hill today because of the severe storms that blew through Florida yesterday afternoon. But they were able to get it done today, and Tiger Woods won that tournament. And what's amazing about that tournament, that Tiger Woods is the second golfer to win five or more events at the same tournament. Sam Snead was the record holder. So, I'm trying to find it. Where'd it go? I'm trying to find it here. But with the win, that puts Tiger, he won the tournament, and I forget what he walked home with. I'll pull that information up. But it also put him back number one in the world for golf. And that's the first time since, 2010. Yeah, first time since 2010. Tiger fell down as far as 58. That was when all his extramarital stuff was going on. So apparently now that he's got him a new girlfriend, he's kind of got his stuff back together. You know, that helps, you know. You have a bad round, just go back to your cottage or room where you're staying, work out your frustrations with the girlfriend, and come back out and get with it the next day. I mean, Tiger says that's not it, but hey, you got Lindsey Vonn. I've said it before, I'll say it again, is 10 times better looking than Ellen Norgren, or however the hell you pronounce her last name. I just call her Gold Digger because she's dating some 58-year-old dude. So, and the Tiger still has more money than him. So, how about the shot of the day? That shot of the day had to go, third Saturday to, Sergio Garcia. Hit a ball in a tree. What is it about Sergio and balls and trees? Get your mind out of the gutter. I see the Midians looking like, oh. There was another tournament earlier this season. Sergio hit a ball in a tree, and they had to look around for it. Well, Sergio actually got up in the tree. He's standing up in the tree and hits the ball backhanded, one-handed. But then he injured himself crawling down out of the tree, and he wound up having to withdraw from the tournament. Let's look at it. Tiger Woods, he brought home a whopping. Hold on. Okay, that number's too big, Midian. What is that number? 1116. What is that? 1,100,000. Yeah. 1,116,000, and his caddy gets 10%. How nasty is that? We're in the wrong line of work. The Midians over here are saying we're in the wrong line of work. Justin Rose, he is the closest at 2 shots under. And then Mark Wilson, Keegan Bradley, Gonzalo Fernandez Casla, and Ricky Fowler all tied for third. Forbes, Warren, Ocean. I feel like the Swedish chef saying that name. Thorborg, Ocean. Finished seventh. William McGurk and Henrik Stenson Bill Haas tied for eighth. Hell, I think the 167,400 that Bill Haas got to take home. I'll take 7% of that and I'll be happy. We're definitely in the wrong business. We need to teach the other Midians how to carry golf bags, and we all just kind of pull together. We've got about 26 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, the Excess Energy Drink hotlines are still open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. And, of course, you got the email, the Greg Squirrel Show at yahoo.com. So if there's something you want to leave an email on something we talk about, you just go right ahead. We'll be glad to get that on. Not monitoring the Facebook page, so if you guys are listening and you're trying to get a hold of us on the Facebook page, kind of taking a break from the Facebook page during the show tonight. Hold on. Let's just jump over here and see what's going on. Seeing if anybody's leaving any comments for the Facebook page. I don't see any. I want to say hello to my boy Armel Nunnally up in Mexico, Missouri. He's listening tonight. And, let's see here. Let's push this little button and see what's going on. Uh-oh. Let's see, I'm just kind of, I got a friend named C.T. Anderson. And this boy is funny as, this boy is just funny as an outhouse rat. That's how funny he is. He's crazy. But here's what's so funny about C.T. Everybody knows what a doppelganger is. Think that's what they're called? Doppelganger. Doppelganger. Thank you. The doppelganger. That's where somebody that looks like somebody else, right? Well, I promise the CT And he and I've told him this on several occasions. I swear that boy is a dead doppelganger for professional wrestler Brutus Clay. I mean, I'm showing a picture of CT right now to the medians so they can see what I'm talking about. Does we don't look like Brutus Clay? I keep telling him he needs to dress up like Brutus Clay for Halloween, and I'd get him all the right clothes and everything. But it's funny. And, you know, CT's a good buddy of mine, so I can pick on him once in a while. All right, so anyway, let's get back over here. There we go, right there. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. You still got plenty of time to call in if there's something you want to talk about. Or just here. You know, before I get to my subject of the night, also we want to say a big thoughts and prayers go to the family of a true legend, Joe Weider, who legendary bodybuilder. He's the man who practically discovered Arnold Schwarzenegger. Joe Weider passed away over the weekend, and everybody who's ever stepped into a gym has seen the name Weider. He had his own line of workout equipment, and so anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to Joe Weider and his family. All right, let's jump over here on the UFC page, see if there's any more. UFC featherweight champion Chan Sung Jung likened Georgia St. Pierre's gi to wearing clothes with the Nazi mark. I didn't see it. I don't know what they're talking about. So anyway, let's see. Let's talk about UFC on Fox. Manny Gambrian has been sidelined since last August, and he has been removed from the UFC on FX for May 18th. He was supposed to fight Hakran Diaz. Diaz will now fight Nick Lentz. Diaz 21-1. Lentz is 23-5-2. So hopefully, going to be a good chance for Diaz to get back on the winning track. Kat Zagano, you know, she makes no, no hesitation of letting it be known that she's going after Ronda Rousey, but she has her eye on Rousey's title. But she's got a fight coming up with Misha Tate. And I've seen Misha Tate fight, and I'm telling Zagano right now that if she is not paying attention, Misha Tate will probably get the win over her. So be interesting to see how that fight. I believe they're going to be fighting on the Ultimate Fighter finale. Let's see here. Back injury has forced Jessica Eye off Bellator's fight on April 4th due to a back injury. Eye was 9-1, while Holland was 5-2. Jessica was supposed to fight Muna Holland, so that fight has been scratched due to the back injury. Hope she gets better soon. Also want to talk about the big events that I got coming up for all you MMA fans. in the Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri area. Got some great events coming up. Next Saturday, Jonesboro, Arkansas, at the EDA Fairgrounds over there at Jonesboro. Aries Fighting Championship has a big event coming up. So you can find them on Facebook. Hope everybody gets over there and check that out. And the big event I'm looking forward to, April 6th, Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Muskogee Civic Center, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. And this is a change. And I had a chance to meet with the promoters today, talking about the event. And the thing I'm excited about is there's all ages on this. I mean, I think they got kids 10, 11, 12 years, 8 years old is the youngest age group. They got fighting on this card. Then, of course, you move up to the adult, and that's what's so different with the kickboxing Muay Thai over the MMA is the fact that, hey, you got kids participating in this. So, yes, there's going to be kids fighting on the card. I think they're looking at about 15, 18 fights going to be taking place. The Muskogee Civic Center holds about 3,000 people. And we want to see this place packed out. The weigh-ins are going to be Friday, April 5th, and the weigh-ins are going to be open to the public. So if you're going to be in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and you want to see some good Muay Thai and kickboxing action, come check out Striking MMA. They got a couple more events that they've got planned for this year, and they're looking at doing some events on the road. So we'll definitely keep you. They're looking at Kansas City, Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, Dallas, Texas, possibly even doing some events, Muay Thai kickboxing events here in Arkansas. So we'll keep you updated on that, and you'll know when I know. That's like I say, the weigh-ins are open to the public. That's going to be April 5th, the Friday night. And, of course, the show is on Saturday. Going to start around 5 or 6 o'clock, so make sure you get there early to get the best seats. Then we move down to April 12th and 13th. This is an event I just booked over the weekend. Kind of getting to go home for me. Got hired to do some boxing events. And once again, that's April 12th and 13th. We'll have more details on this event tomorrow, locations and times and stuff and ticket information. But that's going to be taking place here in Northwest Arkansas, so keep your ears open for that. Go get the breeze a week. And then April 27th, we are back at it again. Uncivil War MMA presents Uncivil War 11 Heroes. Or is it 12? I think it's 11. I don't have the information on here. But Uncivil War Heroes. Proceeds from this card are going to benefit the Wounded Warriors program. Everybody knows the great work that Wounded Warriors does with our military veterans when they get injured in battle. Wounded Warriors, they take care of them, help get them back to health as much as they, depending on the injury, and then, really reach out and help our veterans in the transition process. So once again, a portion from all the tickets are going to be going to the Wounded Warrior Project, and at least one fighter in every fight on that card is going to be either an active serviceman or a veteran. So that'll be exciting to see. Once again, that's Springfield, Missouri, the 27th at the Howard Johnson Event Center. Weigh-ins at Classic Sports Bar the Friday night before, open to the public, so everybody's welcome to come in and see that. I'm going to do my best to be there for that. And then, of course, the next night, Uncivil War Heroes. And then we move into May. May 18th. Going to be doing Gladiatrix Rising for High Foot Combat Sports up in Mexico, Missouri. As always, an all-women's show. Every fight, we've had Armel Nunnally, the promoter up there, he's getting a kick because he's actually had men calling in wanting to fight on this show. And he had to tell them, hey, this is an all-women's show. All the fights are going to be women's. So, once again, that is May 15th. I believe that's today. May 15th, May 18th. The Midians are looking up for me.
18th.
May 18th. So, May 18th, Mexico, Missouri, Presser Hall. And you can find High Foot Combat Sports on Facebook. You can also find Armel Nunnally on the Facebook. So make sure you get on there and check it out. And woo, that's my schedule for the next couple of weeks, boys and girls. I got stuff going anywhere and everywhere. My soapbox for tonight. Tony Stewart, NASCAR racing. I don't know how many NASCAR fans we got out there, but apparently I missed the Bristol race, and apparently at Bristol there was a big skirmish between Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin ended up wrecking. Not sure what the details were, but Denny Hamlin ended up spinning out Joey Logano. Okay. But, you know, Robin's racing. You know? Put on your big boy panties or big boy underwear, big boy pants, whatever you want to call it, and deal with it. So, here we come through the week. And once again, Joey Logano is up at the front of the pack. There was a yellow flag, which, of course, bunched the field up, and we're talking less than five laps. Joey Logano was on the inside, along and right behind him was Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart is the biggest prima donna crybaby bitch in NASCAR. I mean, he wants to gripe and complain about everybody bumping and doing all this stuff, but yet he's the first one to go out and do it the next week. And he has the nerve to gripe on other drivers that do it. Come on, Tony, let's talk double standard here, son. Oh, I even tweeted Tony Stewart on his Twitter account. I mean, so anyway, so they restart the race. Joey Logano was having to hold up because NASCAR rule says that until the flag drops, you cannot pass the lead car. So who was at that time? Kyle Busch. I'm not a big Busch Brothers fan, but anyway, that's here nor there. So anyway, so Logano's holding up. Well, Tony, to avoid, you know, Tony trying, he accuses Logano of forcing him down into the below the white line. And it's like, hey, he was protecting his spot. He was protecting his place in the race. And if you want to gripe and complain about that, Tony Stewart, let's talk about how many times you have done that. Okay? So I hope Big Mike pulls you in. Oh, I hope he parks you for a week. Because you make the comment that you're going to bust Joey Logano's ass the next time you get him, he's on the track. You're going to put him in a wall, do whatever. And I hope it comes back to bite you in the butt, Tony Stewart. Guys, I've said it once, I'll say it again, you're the biggest prima donna out there, and you literally expect the other drivers to just move out of the way so you can get by. Well, Tony, it don't happen that way. You want to get by them, then you're going to have to work for them. And I'm sorry, I watched the race, I saw the ending, Logano had his spot, and he's just trying to protect his, he's trying to protect his lead that he had over you. And Logano even said it himself that later in the race, he probably wouldn't have done it. But as it stood, where they were at that point in time in the race, he was battling for the lead, where he was one of the cars of about three or four, including Stewart, who were battling for the lead. Tony, you ever hear of letting up? If you don't want to run into the driver, if you don't want to drive down to the inside, all you got to do is take your foot off the gas, because you know he's going to block you to keep you from getting ahead of him. And if you drop down, he's going to drop down too. So, I mean, everybody's rooting for Tony Stewart, hoping he kicks Logano's butt. But I'm sorry, but he's in the wrong. Tony Stewart is in the wrong, and I will be more than glad to tell him to his face what a big fat crybaby he is, because he's one of them that drops by other racers, bumping into him, bump drafting him, causing him to wreck. But then yet he's the, he's been notorious for doing it too. So, let's look at this double standard, Tony. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. So anyway, that's my soapbox for the night. Tony Stewart, I hope somebody puts a tampon in your gas tank. The Midians are looking at me. Did you just really say that? Heck yeah. Heck yeah, I did. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. The phone lines are still open. If you want to call in tonight, 347-326-9073. Well, matter of fact, we got about a little over 7 minutes left in the show tonight. So, once again, I hope everybody's had a great weekend. Don't forget to check out some of these great events that I've talked about. Once again, you got Aries Fighting Championship, Jonesboro, Arkansas, coming up this weekend. Then the weekend after that, going to be Muskogee, Oklahoma for Striking, Striking, all one word, Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. And then we're going to pass on more information tomorrow night about the boxing event that I have coming up announcing. And then the end of the month on the 27th, we have Vent Civil War Heroes. Once again, our money proceeds from that fight are going to the Wounded Warrior Project. I'm excited being a veteran myself. I'm excited about being a part of that show. Then we go into May with a High Foot Combat Sports. So a lot of great stuff coming up. I haven't ran this promotion in a while, but if you're a business owner and you're looking for a way to promote and advertise your business, give me an email, gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. And, we got some great deals that we together for you. Not only do you get living on the show, but at the events that I announce, I can put your business logo on. I can bring your products and put your products on the table with information on how to get a hold of you and your business to handle that product. one guy to hang out. There you go. So feel free to check in with me. I also want to say hello to my boys, Pro-Am, Bellmake, you're a wrestling promotion, boxing, MMA, and you have beautiful custom belts done that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Check Pro-Am belts. You can find them on the internet, find them on Facebook, and you can kind of get some pictures, see some pictures that have their stock belts that are gorgeous, and then they also have some pictures of their custom belts that they've done for different promotions. So feel free to check them out also. And that's the guys over at Pro-Am Belts. All right, well, we're going to get ready to kick on out of here. It's been a great time. Monday nights are fun, as always. So tell your buddies, tell your friends. Once again, our replays are going through the roof. Tell your buddies, tell your friends about the Greg Squirrel Show, listen to the replays. Once again, it's blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Squirrel Show. And, let's have some fun. Let's help this show grow, boys and girls. So, until then, we're going to get ready to get on out of here. And we just thought we're going to be just back here tomorrow night, 9 till 10 p.m. right here on The Greg Squirrel Show. Talk to you.